Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description.
I'm kind of a believer that our you know, we're just a kind of a bag of chemicals and you need to kind of hack your mindset, you know, and part of that is, you know, I will listen to positive music to kind of change my mindset. You know, I have a bunch of bands that just play kind of fun dance music. So I'll turn that on to literally change my emotion. And then I'll focus on, well, what is going well? And it's kind of a practice. And it doesn't fix everything or like change the world or, you know, make me into some sort of, you know, operational beast. It's more just, it's almost like taking a vitamin, you know, it's something that you do every day that will keep you healthy and keep you going.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have Ryan Carson. He is the CEO and founder of Treehouse, an online technology school that takes people from zero experience to job ready in as little as 6 months. He is also a father, an entrepreneur, and a lover of movies. But we will find out more about who he is as a human being rather than the fearless leader that we all know him to be in this interview. And I'm hoping that we will get to some beautiful parts of who Ryan is and what he appreciates in his life. Ryan, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
It's great to be on the show. Thanks for inviting me on.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, let us know a little bit more about what you're working on right now. I know that you've embarked in a really big and audacious project, and I'm really curious what you're up to.
You bet. So I've been leading Treehouse for a decade now, and we've taught 850,000 adults how to be software engineers. And we are now launching a movement called Project Unlock the American Dream. And our goal is to empower 100,000 people from diverse backgrounds to become software engineering apprentices all across America, which will triple people's income, often from 21K to 62K in less than a year. It will empower families to get medical, dental, and vision insurance for them and their kids. And after we train them on financial literacy, they'll begin saving to a 401k. And over time, we believe this program will create $190 billion of generational wealth for hardworking families. And this is all with $0 of student debt. So we're really passionate about it. We've transitioned to focus heavily on apprenticeships. And empowering people to get jobs through apprenticeships. And it's just been really exciting to see the growth of that program. And I'm so thankful to be working on it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I was actually listening today to a big football player from Romania. I don't know if you know that about me, but I'm Romanian. Yes. And he's like the biggest player that we ever had. People know about him, and he's retired now, and he said something really interesting. he loves the country so much that he wants to create a unified vision for where football should be taken in the country, like the media and all of the powers in the state and everything, to go to towards that goal. And people call him the king.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. And I was thinking about what it actually means to be a king. You know, it means thinking about people on a large scale and doing things for them. And it comes from a big heart, from love and from generosity, basically, and having a vision for people. And I just thought that that was really interesting, since I actually got to listen to his vision and also to yours. And
I
think that there is a beautiful connection there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an honor to be doing this work, and I'm just glad we're able to do it. So really, really excited for the future.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. So getting back a little bit to gratitude, you're a really busy man. Many people depend on you one way or another. How do you find time to practice gratitude, and what does it mean to you in your life?
Yes. Practicing gratitude is so important, and I do it all the time. And the way that happens for me is I just try to pause, usually when, you know, something's not going right, and just say, what am I thankful for? You know, what is going well? What are all the great things in my life? And I just start going through them mentally. And, you know, I'll kind of reel off the list. You know, I'm so thankful for my wife. You know, we're happily married. We've been married for, you know, a long time. We're both healthy, you know, and I'm fortunate to have two kids, and they're both healthy. And you know, I'm fortunate to make enough money to buy groceries and pay for a house. And, you know, just kind of realizing there's so many things about my life that are great, and just kind of taking a minute to think about that. So I think practicing gratitude is a very, very important part of being happy.
Yeah, definitely. It's been my experience as well, and many others that are listening and also that have been on the podcast. And I think you reached a really interesting point, that you use gratitude like as a tool whenever things like bad things might be happening. And I think that's so powerful, because it can really help us gain perspective, right? Like when something bad happens, we find a way to be resourceful enough to face it. And I think with you, it's like an every day or even every hour, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's so important. I think the thing I'd love to tell the audience is that it's easy to think, excuse me, that people are always winning. You know, you see social media and you see news announcements, and you know, hear what people have to say, and it just sounds like everybody is always doing great, and that their, you know, their ideas are always successful. And the truth is, you know, most of what we're all doing doesn't work, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a lot of ideas that don't happen. And, but people don't talk about that, you know, because it's hard to talk about. And I just want to encourage people that, there's been a lot of ups and downs in my life, and a lot of, decisions that didn't work, and, you know, a lot of deals that didn't close, and a lot of people that said no. You know, in fact, you know, I probably get, you know, 8 no's for every yes. Wow. You know, I mean, there's just, that's a reality of life. And so I think practicing gratitude is a key part to not quitting. Because sometimes you just want to quit, because it feels like you just can't get a win. You know, you can't make it happen. And that's actually normal. And I don't want people to think that they're, you just win all the time. It's actually the opposite. You lose most of the time and you win sometimes. That's the reality of life.
Yeah, that's a really powerful perspective coming from a successful person that leads so many people and is doing so many amazing things. It really brings perspective on our life and on the fact that on a different scale, we are dealing basically with very similar things. And another thing that I loved about what you just said, actually what you said before, is that when you were thinking about gratitude, you were thinking about the same kind of things that we can all be grateful for, like the fact that we have people in our life that we love and that love us, the fact that we have like the basic necessities of life, and it really doesn't take more for us to get into that feeling of gratitude, isn't it?
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount, or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yes. Yep. It's just a quick practice, you know, and maybe even set a reminder every day to think about it.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And another thing that I thought was very interesting, I'm not sure how many of our listeners are entrepreneurs, but I think it can be, all people can relate with this, the fact that you lose more than you win, basically. And you try different things. Of course, you also need courage to try different new things and different things. But when you do, many times you fail. And like you just said, gratitude is very helpful in those kinds of situations. I'm just curious, when did you start doing this? Like, was this a habit that you had when you were a child? Like, did your parents teach you this?
It's a good question. I was definitely raised to be grateful and to be thankful. So, you know, my parents kind of drilled it into me early. Hey, say thank you. just realize that people are helping you and acknowledge that. Partly for selfish reasons, they said, you know, people aren't going to want to help you anymore unless you thank them. So make sure to do that. And then I think over time, I was just really aware that I was really fortunate. Mm-hmm. You know, I could kind of see it that, gosh, that I have so many advantages in life. You know, I was born in a location where there was no war, you know, where there was no strife, you know, where my parents, you know, could afford a house and I was safe, you know, and I could eat enough. I was just really aware of all that. And I don't know why. It must have been because of my parents' influence, you know. I'm a big believer in, you know, nurture versus nature. And so I think they just pointed it out. And I also grew up in a fairly religious environment. I grew up as kind of a Christian, and I think it was drilled into me that, you know, this Jesus character from the Bible, he was humble and he was thankful and he was kind. And there's a lot of traits that my parents, you know, kind of taught me through that. So I got a lot of it from that. And then I think as I grew up and started succeeding in business, I just realized, you know, gosh, not everybody gets to do this. You know, not everybody gets to get a job in tech and work on things they care about. So I just started to realize that. And then, you know, and then as we started to do bigger and bigger things at Treehouse, and now, you know, with launching Project Unlock the American Dream as a movement inside Treehouse, I just am ready for the fact it's going to be really hard. And the only way to make it through is to you know, be grateful and to count my blessings, because it's just too hard and I'll end up quitting. Because, you know, like I said, 8 out of 10 people are going to say no. I think that's kind of where all that came from.
That's so true. And indeed, I think there's a statistic, maybe you're more aware of this and you can correct me. I think like 1 in 10 businesses actually make it through their fifth year or something, right?
It's some super small number, you know. Most businesses fail. And I think it's just because it's, you have to have the right idea at the right time, and you have to not quit, and you have to have enough resources. You know, it's very hard. So the only way to give yourself a chance of succeeding is to, you know, focus on the positive.
Exactly. And I think being a CEO and leading people like you are leading is actually a very vulnerable place to be. Like people might be leaving, but things can change like on a bigger scale and they might influence you. Things can happen on a really small scale with the people in the company. And I think this is, so let me know if I'm on the right track. This is a great opportunity to feel grateful, because many times we get to feel grateful when we get to be vulnerable somehow, when we need help. Basically, you have an idea, you have a vision, and you need help. You need people to be able to make it a reality, right?
Yeah, you need a ton of help. It's absolutely not done on your own.
Yeah.
So 100% agree with that. I think a lot of what I've realized is that I need as much help as I can get, you know, from coaches or mentors or friends or, you know, contacts. A lot of success really is kind of being helpful to people and then them helping you back. That's a real key part of this whole equation.
That's so interesting, because it's like we have a tendency to fear asking for help, because we feel that it makes us weak. But like you said, like it makes so much sense. Without helping other people and letting other people help you, you stand no chance in actually making it happen.
No, it's there's no way anybody does it alone. And if they say they do, they're lying. that's the truth.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what I also wanted to ask you is, if you somehow remember your first experience with gratitude, like actual, it's like your own experience, not your parents telling you to say thank you or to be grateful, but actually feeling grateful, like really heart feeling grateful for the first time.
I can remember a recent example. So it wasn't the first time, but it was powerful to me. And I was running the other morning and I try to keep in shape by, you know, running and, you know, doing pull-ups and kind of body weight type exercises. And I was running through my neighborhood and it was dark. It was very early in the morning. It was probably 5:30 and I had a headlamp on so I wouldn't trip. And as I was running, I kind of started to go down a negative, you know, rabbit hole. And I was thinking, gosh, there's all these things I got to do that haven't happened yet. And we still need to figure this out and that's not working. And what about this thing? And I kind of was able to stop myself and say, wait a minute. Why don't I just flip this and start thinking about all the things that are going right? Mm. And actively kind of focus on that. And so I just started running through my mind, hey, these are all the things that are working. You know, gosh, we placed 5 apprentices in year one in the pilot, and we're placing 20 times that this year. You know, wow, we start off in one city and we're now in 9 cities across America. You know, we are getting companies like Verizon to say yes, and wow. Niantic, the makers of Pokemon Go, and Nike, and just, it's amazing. You know, so I started thinking, this is working. And actually it's working really well. And not only that, you know, we are literally tripling people's incomes, you know, with no student debt. This is transformational. And just started like going down that rabbit hole of the good, you know, the good rabbit hole, and saying, there's a lot about this that is working. And that kind of ended the run and in a better spot. And I think I realized I just have to keep doing that. Because every day, it's like you forget, or you know, you get ground down. So every day, if you remind yourself, you're like, actually, you know, there's a lot of things that are going well. I'm kind of a believer that our, you know, we're just a kind of a bag of chemicals, and you need to kind of hack your mindset, you know, and part of that is, you know, I will listen to positive music to kind of change my mindset. You know, I have a bunch of like bands that just play kind of fun dance music. So I'll, you know, I'll turn that on to literally change my emotion. And then I'll focus on, well, what is going well. And it's kind of a practice. And it doesn't fix everything or like change the world or, you know, make me into some sort of, you know, operational beast. It's more just, it's almost like taking a vitamin, you know, it's something that you do every day that will keep you healthy and keep you going.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie-smart, keto protein plus to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Precisely, precisely. And it's actually taking you on a very different path, basically, when you're focused on, you get empowered, you know that you're doing something already and it works, and you feel that motivation to continue and to do stuff, and you want to do it. It's not something like, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. And I think that especially being a leader, that makes a big difference. But going into that direction a little bit, do you have like a story from your clients at Treehouse or from this new project that you would like to share with us and that brought you a lot of gratitude?
Yes. So as soon as we started adding apprenticeship into what we do at Treehouse, you know, we teach people online. We've been doing that for a decade, you know, and we started a program called the Tech Degree, which is the world's best online boot camp. And it, you know, takes anybody from zero to job ready as a software engineer. It's all online. So we've been doing that and we're very successful at that. And so we started adding apprenticeship on top. And the idea, the way it works is we recruit talent from a local community-based organization. If you're in America, you will have heard of an organization called the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And they serve communities that are often lower income and don't have the opportunity that somebody like me does. And so they recruit talent from that community, and then we unlock a scholarship to our tech degree, and then we wrap it with extra support, you know, broadband, laptop, mentorship, accountability, financial literacy training, 21st century workplace skills. And then we place those individuals in a real job as a software engineer. And the whole thing is $0 to the students. They work very, very, very hard, but they don't incur student debt. So we started doing that, you know, and then placing apprentices in companies like MailChimp in Atlanta, or Verizon, you know, in Dallas, or, you know, Adobe in San Francisco. And a moment of gratitude that I will never forget is we were in Atlanta and we were talking to the group of apprentices that were going to be placed at MailChimp. And we were explaining one of the benefits of the program was healthcare. You know, in America, I'm sure as you know, there's a major problem with healthcare. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't have access to it. A lot of people can't afford it. And so we said, you know, when you get placed as a software engineer apprentice at MailChimp, they will cover your medical, dental, and vision insurance. And that's something I've always had. You know, I've always had healthcare. I've always been able to go to the doctor. I've never been worried about that. But that's because, you know, I'm privileged and I've never had to worry about that. And so I hadn't thought a lot about the value of that. And so we said that, and a woman came up to me afterwards, and she said, "I don't know if you understand what that means, but I am able to take my kids to the doctor now, and I've never been able to do that."
Wow.
And I think, you know, I have kids, and I just thought, oh my God, like, I can't imagine one of my kiddos being sick and not being able to afford taking them to the doctor. and how terrible that would be as a parent. And she said, thank you. You know, thank you for doing this, you know. And it's not like she needed a handout or she needed charity. She just needed a ladder to climb, right?
Yeah.
And I think that made me, you know, see her gratitude and then therefore be grateful that I could work on this and be a part of this. You know, it just was so powerful to be able to give life, you know. So that was amazing. And I'm grateful, you know, that I get to do this job every day. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it's something so simple that you might not even consider, but it really makes a huge difference in someone's life. That's quite amazing. And I totally love what you're doing because it's in tune with one of my values. Like I don't believe in helping people, like just giving people fish. I would much rather have them learn how to get the fish on their own, you know?
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly it.
And that's so powerful. And that leads to, like you were saying, like in generations, they will get to benefit from this much rather than a simple, I don't know, $5 or something that you can.
Yeah, people don't need a handout. They don't need charity, right? They just need a ladder to climb, you know, and like you said, you're giving them a ladder so they can climb up and, you know, and get access, you know, so they don't want money handed down to them. They want to get up the ladder. So we're actually changing our logo at Treehouse to be a ladder because we're building a ladder to jobs in tech, you know. There's so many communities, you know, across America that just don't have a ladder. They would run up it if they could, but there just isn't one. So that's what we're doing.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And when it comes to thinking about the people that are helping you do this and build this vision, could you mention a few people that you're grateful for that are there every day grinding with you and doing their best?
Gosh, yeah, there's so many. You know, I have a really wonderful leadership team that helps me lead Treehouse. You know, I have people like Jaden, who's leading our sales team, Bo, who's leading our marketing team, Colleen, who's leading our Treehouse apprenticeship team, Tyler, who's leading our finance team, Noel, who's leading HR, Dave, who's leading engineering and learning. You know, these are all amazing people that really do all the work. You know, I'm out there trying to innovate and kind of break down, you know, new walls, but they're the ones that are actually, you know, delivering the education, the recruitment, the placement, the support to actually empower people to change their lives. So I'm thankful for them every day. And, you know, I'm thankful for people like my mom. You know, my mom, you know, has always loved me and always supported me, always been my biggest fan. My dad, who taught me, you know, everything I know about sales and always told me he believed in me, you know, that's another thing I'm grateful for. Gosh, I know a lot of people whose parents tore them down, who actually discouraged them or worse, you know, and I didn't have any of that. You know, every day I had parents hug me and kiss me and say, you can do it, you know, and, that is worth, you know, more than I can possibly explain.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that, you know? So, you know, I'm thankful for my sisters. I have three wonderful sisters. We grew up, often kind of hating each other when we were young. You know, I mean, I remember one time, I think I stabbed my sister with a pencil in the leg and then she like pushed me into a glass table and I cut my eye. I mean, you know, we hated each other when we were little, but we became friends as we got older. And like my mom, I remember her saying, you know, you have to stop being mean to each other because the only people you have in life is your family. You know, everybody else is going to come and go. Everybody. But the only people that stay connected to you are your family. So, you know, don't screw up these relationships. Like, and I thought, man, she's right. You know, I'm always going to have sisters no matter what. And so why don't I actually become friends with them? Yeah. And so we became friends and we started off, we did these phone calls, sort of like a conference call, and we would call every 2 weeks and we would all get in the call and say, you know, what was happening in our lives. And we would, you know, kind of keep in touch. And, but sometimes, you know, you'd miss the call or someone couldn't make the call. And so we switched to actually use an app called Marco Polo. And Marco Polo is, and I'm not being paid to say this or anything, it's just a simple video message app. So you kind of pick a group and you leave a video message, almost mm-hmm. like a voicemail. And so we created a group and we just leave little, you know, video messages for each other. And it's really kept us strongly connected. And I'm grateful for them, you know, because they support me and they're kind and loving. And we actually, you know, have become so close that we actually get together every year in person. So we all fly, you know, to one location without kids or partners, just us. And we hang out for a weekend. Mm. and it's really fun because, you know, it keeps us connected and keeps us friends. And so I'm grateful for my sisters. You know, there's so much that I have to be grateful for. You know, I hope to never stop being thankful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so what are some things that you appreciate in life? Like maybe some of the people from Treehouse are listening and they might be curious about what things you appreciate and what things you like about life.
Yeah. You know, I love cake. So, honestly, my wife makes this amazing thing called a Battenberg cake, you know. And so I've some things are very simple, you know. I just appreciate a homemade cake, you know. I appreciate, being able to wake up and exercise, you know, and be able to move, you know, and not be sick. And there's a lot of really simple things that I'm grateful for and I appreciate. But things that I love, you know, I love movies. I'm actually an introvert. So to recharge, I kind of have to be by myself, and not thinking about work. So the only way I can really do that is watch movies.
What kind of movies?
I really watch a lot of type of movies. You know, everything from just like an action thriller, like John Wick, you know, all the way to kind of an emotional, you know, moving film, like Forrest Gump or, you know, something fun like Downton Abbey. So my interests are really broad. The only thing I can't stand are horror films. I don't watch any horror.
That's good. Good for the subconscious.
it's like, there's too much about life that's terrible. I don't need to go watch a film about fake terrible things, right? Yeah. So I don't watch that. I also don't like kind of dark indie films, you know. I'm really just into being entertained and kind of moved in a positive way. Or just be mindlessly entertained, you know, like a Marvel film, right?
Yeah, so, I love those too.
Yeah, and I love candy and I love popcorn too. So I just, you know, go to a cinema and buy a bunch of candy and popcorn and just enjoy myself.
Awesome. So thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing so many amazing stories and amazing ideas that I'm sure will and are already inspiring our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.